Welcome to FMU Xiaomi. Share sponsored generously by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloch Beis. We're starting Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. We're starting 9 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ha'oyrek Shnei Chutim, someone who weaves 2 rows. Literally means he hits 2 rows. Hakoysher v'amatir, he makes a knot or he unties a knot. Says the Gemara, Mak shiro hitzav mishkan. Where do they tie in the mishkan? Says the Gemara, Shayukoyshrim esamitoyim. The ropes that they attach the mishkan to the ground, that's where they tie it. Says the Gemara, lo l'sho, so that was a temporary thing because the mishkan was going from place to place. There wasn't something which was permanent. He says, yeah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him where to go. And they follow the directions coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's considered to be more permanent, even though it's only a temporary thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do that. So it's considered to be permanent. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of what he told him to do wasn't just to stay here. He told him the intention is to go to Eretz Yisrael. And we know that if Kishbohu promised, it's for sure going to happen. So they know it's temporary. So Adrab, it's more temporary than a regular encampment. So says the Gemara, Ma'apinchos mitoyfre yiriyos lomdu. You're learning from the people that were sewing the yiriyos for the Mishkan. They had to do knots over there and untie knots. As the Gemara explains, Daf Samech Gimel Udalf on top. Nifsakaya koshri. He puts a thread and there's something got cut off. So he ties it up. Chazav and Nifsak, then he continues using that thread, and there's another hole. You can't have several knots in one thread. What he would do is, he would untie the first one and connect here a new string to where the first knot used to be, and then in order to avoid having multiple knots. So here you have a kosher umatir, because you have your untying of the original knot. He says, no. Someone who is an expert tailor, he knows very easily how to hide the knots. There's no reason to untie the original knot. You continue doing, you're asking, there'll be multiple knots. If he's an expert, you know how to hide it. Says the Gemara, so how do we know again, tying and untying? Says the Gemara, the ones who weaved the yiriyos, and from there we learn what is it by time. It says it's called yiriyah achas, one big yiriyah, with no holes, with no knots. So how does it work in terms of tying and untying? Nifsak, if one of the threads got cut off, you would tie it temporarily. Once he got to the end of the weave, in other words, when he has one long piece, you would untie it and remove it. So here you have the tying and the untying. Even the warp, the one which is vertical, that one is going in and out and is mostly hidden by the shti, by the weft, also there was no knots. Why? Because that's part of Gzeres HaKosov. Yiriyah achas, there should be no knots in the yiriyah. And the Gemara says, lo kesher, no knots, v'lo tiyomis. Tiyomis means there was not 2 chutei erev together. Because the way the chutei erev, right, the chutei erev again is the vertical ones, they are going up, in and out, in and out. So one string goes above the one thread of shti, and then below the next thread of shti, and then above the next one. The one next to it does the opposite. It's going to be below the first one, above the second one, below the third one. So you'll never see shtei chutei erev, 2 vertical threads, one next to each other. So that's what it means. There's no tiyomis. Tiyomis like you have in the lulav. You don't have 2 together. Tanya Rav Yishaya, choytel shel tamarim. It's a type of basket that you put in it dates to dry. Upaltio shel tamarim, another type of basket. If he wants to open it up, koyureya umatir. He tears it open and unties it and enjoys the dates inside. As long as he doesn't tie it up. Isn't that considered to be matir that we learned in Allah do ataro? So we're no. It's like someone cutting off the top of a barrel to eat the content. It's not considered to be hatara. It's considered to be just ruining it because you're ruining the basket in order to enjoy it. Says the Gemara, is naim shel diskio. It's the ears of a diskio. It's basically the handles of a double sack. So kosher mate, you can untie it and you can tie it. Ha, how can you do it on Shabbos? Now, seka poteach or kenoel b'Shabbos. It's like locking and unlocking a door on Shabbos. You're not going to the building on Shabbos, but that's the way to open and close it. So that's the normal way of usage. Says the Rav Chanina Omar, adiechos kol sitro. What I was referring to, as Rav Chaim explains, we're talking here, this goes back to what we learned in Maseches Kilayim. That says over there, which means someone takes one thread and attaches it, wool and flax. He puts it together with one thread going through it. That's not a chibur. You have to have at least a double string going back and forth. So Rav Chanina says, you need to completely take the thread that you're putting, that you're connecting the tzemer and the pishtim together, and completely take it from one into another, and pull out the entire thread. The Gemara brings that over here, because here we're also talking about tefer tefir achas, sewing one sew over here in Shabbos. What does it mean? Putting in the thread and completely taking it out. Says the Gemara, Amar Yana, Amrulo Rav Chanina, Tzeve Kro, continue now, as if reading the Mishnah. Meaning both ends of the string are facing the same side. He pulled in the string inside and he pulled it back out. He did in and out. That's creating over here some kind of resemblance of things that are sewed together. According to you, he needs to pull in the string completely, take it out completely, and then put it back into the other side. That's not the mashmos of what we're learning over there in Kilayim. There it sounds, he pulls in the string from one end, and then he turns it, and it goes in back to the other end. You have to pull the string completely. Fatanin and Gormi is another question. You have to do three times, in, out, and in. Each time he needs to pull the thread completely from one end to another. More says that's not the push-up shot there in Kilayim. Similarly over here as well in Shabbos. Meaning just sticking in the string a little bit and then turning it around, pulling it to the other direction, that's already an Isser. Continues the Gemara and says, another thing we learn regarding string going threads, Chutshi Shechila Memachas, he put a string into a needle. Afilu Koshum Mikamikan, even though the string is tied up in both ends, so you cannot pull it out from the needle easily, Eino Chibur, Fetumo won't become one part with a needle to be considered one, and if the needle gets tumo, so the string will get tumo as well. Because eventually, taking it out, it doesn't become one with the needle. Continues the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel Base. Tofer LeBeget, once you put the string into the clothing, HaChut Chibur LeBeget, now the chut becomes part of the beget. Ve'eino Chibur LeMachat, and it's never going to be a chibur to the needle, because it becomes part of the clothing, not part of the needle. Rabbeinu V'Yabeise Tarverin Amrin BeKosher Mikanu Mikan. What we said before, that when you go in, you put the string that both ends facing the same side, then it's considered to be something which is also by Kilayim, and you merely also here in Shabbos, we're talking that both sides are tied up. This is really a continuation of what we mentioned about Tuma. There we said that if it's tied on both sides, it's not part of the needle. But in order to, if it to be considered to be a part of a beged, it needs to be tied on both sides, so you can easily pull out the thread from the clothing. So the Gemara Milayon de Rabbanan Pligin. It looks from the Amoraim that they argue with Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yosid. Omar Abob Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shamrav Hamemetech Zdodo B'Shabes Chayim Mishum Toifer. Someone who has a loose thread in the clothing and he pulls it to make it straight, so that's considered to be sewing on Shabbos. Noimah Mishum Toifer Mishum Koisher. If you hold that just putting a thread into a beged is not enough, you also have to create knots on each side. So in this case, when you're pulling the thread in, you're stretching the thread in the clothing, it's not enough to stretch it. You also have to make a knot, because without knots, it's not considered to be toifer. So why it says Chayim Mishum Toifer? It just says Chayim Mishum Toifer Mishum Koisher. Mash, even without the tying, you still chayav just by having a thread put into the clothing. Continues the Gemara, we learn in the Mishnah, they have kriya and you have vimachek. The Gemara explains, kriya bebgodim, kir shayach and clothing, that you tear the clothing. Chituch be'oiris, chituch is an oiris, because chituch means when you straighten it up, you cut it to make it in a straight line. Kriya b'bgodim b'emtza. Kriya b'bgodim usually is in the middle, meaning you're tearing it to fix it. Chitu b'hayritz min hatzad is on the side to make it straight, to make the hide straight. V'iz the machlefin. Some say the opposite. Kriya b'hayritz v'chitu b'bgodim. You can have kriya in hides, and you have cutting, straightening it up in clothing. And the Gemara explains. Kriya b'hayritz b'hayin rikiko. Talking about soft hides, so then you can tear it and reconnect it. Chitu b'bgodim b'hayin levedayo. Talk about clothes which are a little thicker, so then that's when you cut it and make it straight and make some shapes out of it. Says someone who captures the chilozoin, the snail, and then he harms it. I mean, he takes out the blood from it in order to use the blood. Machlokes is the two stream over here, only one. One is because he's capturing the snail, and because he's taking out the blood, which is netiyas neshamo. The history is netiyas neshamo, taking out the blood. There's no tzeid over here, as Ruchaim explains. When you take an animal from where its habitat is, so it's easy to capture it, it's not considered to be tzeido. This goes according to this mandomar that holds, there was a special animal which Hashem created for Moshe in the Midbar. Once it was used for the Mishkan, it was nignaz, it was gone. We're referring it to the tachash that was used for the Mishkan. And the shaila is, what is the tachash? The machlokes is, tachash is a beima tehoyer or beima tmeo? If it's beima tmeo, it's very, very much, it's very common, you can find it, there's no tzeida. But so when do you find tzeida in the Mishkan? That we will learn from here that tzeida is osur. Has to be that there's a special, unique animal which is very hard to find. That's the beima tehoyer, and was created for the Mishkan. And that's where there was tzeida to come and capture that very specific animal. So the man Omer holds the chilozon, there was not tzeida about chilozon. He holds where was tzeida in the Mishkan? By the tachash, because it was beima tehoira. Ravoy Omer keresh yashmo. That animal is called keresh. Tayr shaya dechado keren, has one horn. As we see a similar thing by Adam Rishon. Titav l'Hashem mishor par makrin mafris. What is makrin? Says the moral yudashim mikeren ksiv, tzut without a yud. Still, he has only one horn. Similar to that, the animal that Moshe Rabbeinu had only one horn. Hashoichto, says the Gemara, that's another melacha of shchito. Shemelokish omar leiskan shchito. There's no melacha of shchito. Why? Because shchito told us chaburi. Really, the main thing was chabur. That was the main melacha. Because the idea was to take the blood out of the chilozoin. We didn't really need to shecht animals for building of the Mishkan. But in shchito is a toilado of making a chabur. Says more velamalo tanini moins. So why do we mention the Mishnah when we speak about the 39 melachos? Why we say shchito in al chaburo? So the Gemara begins. The Tanina said the suda Tanina imon, because we spoke about the order of doing a meal. We talk about a boyer, a miraket, all this seder of preparing a meal. So we mentioned also shchita, which is part of preparing a meal. Continues the Gemara and says, "Ame abdoi, that you have ibud, tanning of the hides. Ma ibud erba mishkan. Where do you find tanning in the Mishkan?" Says the Gemara, "Shall be started to be boyeris. Tanning means preparing the hide for usage. And here they would do prepare the hide for the usage of the Mishkan, but they would do sirtut, some drafting of the hides. Ma misarget loyd. What was it? Misargeli loyd. Before cutting the hides, they used to make some measure and some design to show where to cut it. This goes back to what we mentioned before, the discussion. If the animal the Moshe used was made out of Beima Tehoyer or Beima Tmeo. So if you hold it was made out of Beima Tehoyer, Tachash Beima Tehoyer, so we the only oil we find in the Mishkan was made out of Beima Tehoyer. Beima Tmeo we don't find in the Mishkan. Tuba you learn for the Mishkan. We learn oil for the Mishkan. It says there, Vayifras is oil. So you learn the tubas oyhali we learn for the Mishkan. If the Mishkan was made out of Beima Tehoyer, so the only tuba that we find in oil is Beima Tehoyer. Beima Tmeo, there's not cost tubo. So you could do oyhali from or Beima Tmeo, no chashash of tubo. Kutiva Dabra, they use the Beima Tehoyer for the Mishkan. With this, we conclude, Yushabi Shabbos, Daf Samech Gimel.